The government is planning to cut payments to Ukrainians who came here after Russia invaded their country 2 years ago, specifically the thousands who fled their homes as Russia rained bombs down on their homes and towns. Around 100,000 Ukrainians will see the amount of money they have been receiving since 2022 cut from €232 to €38.80 per week for adults. We're joined this morning by Sinn Féin's spokesperson for social protection, Donnacha O'Leary, TD for Cork South Central. Good morning and welcome to the programme. Do you support this cut?
We've been calling for some time for the fact that you have a 2- and 3-tier system even at this stage in terms of the difference that people from the Ukraine are getting in terms of the access to full social welfare as opposed to people who arrived after the passing of the legislation, and indeed as opposed to people who came from places such as Palestine, such as Congo, such as Afghanistan. There's a clear discrepancy there. We also have the ending of the Temporary Protection Directive coming up next March, so clearly a roadmap needed to be provided. We've been calling for several months for this to be resolved, for a tapering down of the payments being received by Ukrainians. So we welcome the fact that the government has responded to our call. What's also needed, though, is a roadmap, more generally speaking, for people who have come here seeking protection from the conflict in the Ukraine in between now and next March, because there is uncertainty there that does need to be clarified. But we do welcome the fact that the government has responded to what we have been saying for several months now.
We're told this morning that they are also going to carry out a review of entitlements on the part of other international protection applicants. It's quite vague at the moment. But what would you change there?
Well, look, I mean, I don't have an issue with a review. I would say, look, €38.80 is not a great deal of money for people who are in direct provision. That does have to cover things such as travel and clothing. So, look, any review that needs to take place, and we don't have an issue with the review. What that needs to take account of
is... Would you change anything?
Well, we'll see what the review says. It's not a call we've been making.
No, that's the government's review. What would you change?
That's the bigger issue. No, one second now, right? Because we haven't been calling for any changes in relation to that.
Okay, so you're not calling for any changes.
One second now. Just can I make this point very clearly here now? I think the big issue that people would have been concerned by, and the big issue that was unsustainable, was the fact that you had, and there's 100,000 people or over that who have come here, and they were able to access the full range of social welfare payments, which is €232 for some people. And that's a massive difference between people who are on €38.80. And the fact that you had a distinction then between those who arrived early and those who arrived late. We've been calling for a roadmap to resolve that. Clearly, that was unsustainable. Clearly, it was unfair. Clearly, it created a 2- and 3-tier system. But what we also don't know, and what we've been saying now since the end of last year, people who are here from the Ukraine, the Temporary Protection Directive can't be extended any further. So the legal situation does have to change.
Do you think they should never have got the €232?
I think maybe in the emergency situation right at the start, it might have made sense to open up payment ranges that were available at that point in time. But I think it was clearly unsustainable for a very long period of time. It should have been addressed a long time ago. But where we are now, right, so the government has finally responded to what Sinn Féin and others have been saying, that this was unsustainable. What we need now is certainty, because when the Temporary Protection Directive winds up, you know, the most likely outcome is that people will either be in a position to apply for work visas or international protection, much the same as people fleeing other conflicts. Mm-hmm. It's not clear what the government's plan is in relation to that. That isn't that far away. That's less than 12 months away.
Okay.
So I think the government does need to outline what is happening next in relation to
that. In relation to international protection applicants, would you, for those who are still waiting on a decision, would you regularise them? Would you allow them to remain?
That's not a call we're making at the minute, and it should be borne in mind that, something like that has happened within the course of the last 2 years. There was a significant outstanding issue at that time, but a decision was made to regularise, I think, approximately 2 years ago. What I would say is that, you know, and this applies to payments generally across the board, decisions need to be made quickly. Where decisions that are made quickly, people are in a position to regularise their position in the normal legal way. Those people then are in a position to work and play a part in Irish society, and many of them will play a very positive role in Irish society. Others then will be returned home to the country from which they came, if that is safe to do so. If that is done quickly, then that is in the best interest of everyone. It's in the best interest of those who will be successful, but it's also in the better interest of those who won't be successful rather than waiting for years and years upon a decision.
Just trying to get a handle on Sinn Féin's policy, because you also made a call a number of years ago for all undocumented people here to be regularised. You also called on the government to open new legal channels for refugees to be resettled safely here. You also called for a significant increase in the number of asylum seekers and refugees being accepted by the state. But now you're saying you oppose open borders. So which is it?
I don't think this is even remotely unclear. And several of those things have happened. Several of those things were 5 years ago, before you saw 100,000 and more than that people travel here. So obviously the circumstances are very different. The regularisation of people happened about 2 years ago. And what we're saying is very clearly, and it's what we've always said, is that the system needs to be fair, efficient and enforced. And it does need to be, it needs to display common decency, but it needs to display common sense as well. I don't think there's anything unclear about that. The system we have at the minute is a distance from that, because decisions take far too long. That's in nobody's interest. You need decisions to be made quickly so that people who are staying here, and we do, like, I mean, if people are coming here genuinely seeking protection from conflict and oppression, then they need to be given protection.
But this opposing of open borders, how would you police our open border?
I think now I've clarified this on a number of occasions, including with RTE. I think this has been well ventilated. I think the point is clearly that...
But tell us again if you don't mind,
okay,
because I'm not sure that it is clear.
If you insist, I think it is quite clear. What Sinn Féin is saying is that, you know, there are people out there who are coming up to Sinn Féin, and I think in many instances they're being provoked by political opponents that think Sinn Féin is for open borders. You're not in favour of restrictions in terms of migration, and you're not in favour of returning people to where they came from if they're not successful. We're saying very clearly that we do support restrictions. Those restrictions need to be fair, they need to be enforced, they need to be efficient. And, you know, that is the party's position, and it has been for some time. We've never been of the position that
people
who are
not successful
should be returned
home. No, but you said in your election literature that Sinn Féin is opposed to open borders. How would you police our open border?
We're not proposing to end the common travel area. It wouldn't be workable even if we tried. I am an Irish Republican. I don't want to see a border in the Ireland of Ireland. I want to see a United Ireland.
So that open border, that open border is fine, even though
the
government says over 80% of people are coming across that border.
I'm going to respond to that if I can. Thank you very much. We're not proposing to get rid of the common travel area. We're not proposing checks on the border. We know that people travel every day from Omid to Newry and back and forth, and from Lifford to Strabane, and from Black Lion to Balcoo, to work, to do business, to go to school, to go to university. We think that a great deal of damage would have been done to the Irish economy and Irish society had there been a hard border put in on account of Brexit. We don't want to see that. We're very clear in relation to that. That is not a position.
You're not opposed to open borders.
What we also want to see is, and what we are responding to, is the claim being made by some people, and that we're responding to on the ground, and we're clarifying our position, is that we're not in favour of an unregulated system of migration. We're in favour of a fair system that is efficient, that is enforced. Rules have to apply, but they need to apply fairly.
All right.
And that is in the interest of applicants. It's in the interest of the community as a whole. We're not in that situation at the minute.
Okay.
We do need to move to a system that is more efficient, that is more enforced, but as fair as well.
Thank you very much indeed. Sinn Féin spokesperson for Social Protection, Donegal O'Leary.